to on that. This is an area of inquiry that I've only recently gotten into.
Yeah, maybe that's the best we do, but I would like some memo that started to look at these questions and in particular answer what the difference is statutorily between Indian country and Indian lands for the Indian Gaming Act.
That'd be very good. You might look at Saxman, which has Indian land there also.
Through the chair, my understanding is that the definition of Indian lands is broader than the definition of Indian country.
Any other questions? Again, we are going to bring this back before us so we can have more time to represent this.
I want to ask you for some more information when he comes back to us. Mike, the questions have been brought up and legitimately so about the issues of increased crime and those types of things involved with this type of activity. Could you bring us back an idea of what the Department of Law may figure, if you have any idea at all of what you thought about the increased amount of business you may have to have, Department of Public Safety may have to have others involved with increased criminal activity, perhaps, what that would do.
Well, I can tell you preliminarily that we've taken a look at the bill, and I certainly can't speak to the Department of Public Safety's views on this, but our initial thoughts are, since this is only proposing to license one casino in one place, that the issues that we might have to deal with would be, certainly there would be a lot up front that we'd have to deal with, but once we've got sorted out all the administrative issues, it probably wouldn't be that much. Now, I can't speak to the increased crime. I have no idea. I'll talk again with our criminal section to see if they have any thoughts on that.
Thank
you. Just
on the point, the previous point on the disposition of land, you also bring back some information on village lands. That some of those village lands are now under more tribal councils than they were the Reorganization Act. Perhaps bring that back, especially knowing how many villages we have now that are basically separate tribes in the state of Alaska, something like 26 or 7.
So the chair, Representative, my understanding is the critical part of the definition of Indian lands for legal purposes is that the tribe has to exercise jurisdiction over the land in question. And my understanding at this point, and I'll certainly try and get more information, is that the number of parcels over where the tribe is actually exercising jurisdiction is relatively small. In most cases, the federal government is exercising jurisdiction, or the state is exercising jurisdiction. But there are instances we know of where the tribes are exercising jurisdiction. We know Metlakatla, Cake, and Kolar. Beyond that, I'll certainly do some research to see if there's any other instances.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair.
And again, we will bring this back hopefully before the end of the week. And we'll get there are several other people that are here to answer a question from the Department of Public Safety and the sort, so we will take up more time maybe later this afternoon. For this afternoon, we're going to recess now. For this afternoon, we're going to receive one of the bills, and I think we have 19 right now and 476. So we may have time this afternoon to continue on with this.
Mr. Chairman, is that 276? SB 276?
House Bill.
House Bill 476?
467 also.
467.
But the speaker about both of the, or to the sponsors about both of those bills. So with that, we will bring this up again this afternoon after we pass out this 319.
One second, one, we're going to get to my
meetings and recess.